Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill. I'm with Knight Energy Services, and I'm a correspondent at NAEP in Houston for The Crude Life. And I came down here to meet people that give to our industry over and over again and have a lot to say and give talks about it. I got lucky. You are talking about the bat impact here at NAEP. This is Kenneth Medlock, by the way, PhD. Who do you work for?
So I'm the director of the Center for Energy Studies at the Baker Institute at Rice University.
That's important work you're doing right there. Thank you for doing that, by the way. You have amazing students come out of there that know about our industry. Energy transitions and COVID-19, framing the challenges ahead. What can you tell us about what COVID has done to our industry?
Well, in my talk, I just emphasized and kind of went through some data to demonstrate the point that, you know, the coronavirus and the implications of the response to the coronavirus outbreak has been the single largest disruptive force for energy markets, and this is across the board in modern history.
What do you think the future holds for oil and gas as you see it? I mean, what are you telling your students these
days? Oh, well, oil and gas certainly faces some headwinds, but it's not going away. In fact, if you look at how oil and gas demand has evolved in the developed world versus the developing world, they're two very different discussions. In the developed world, oil demand has not really increased much in 20 years. However, all of the growth in global oil demand has been in the developing countries. So China, India, the ASEAN region, you name it, right? With natural gas, it's been a little different. Natural gas, you've seen significant growth, particularly in the U.S., and it's led to a displacement of coal. So it's been good for the overall carbon footprint of the energy system. But gas has a bright future in the developing world as well for that very reason, because they need energy resources, and there is a growing emphasis to reduce the amount of coal that's used, or at least use it more responsibly.
What do you think our industry can do to, I don't know, give ourselves, you know, a little bit better rap out there in the rest of the world?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's depends on what you mean by the industry, but I think in general, taking the appropriate steps to decarbonize, and I use that term generally, but here we're talking about methane emissions, other greenhouse gas emissions, other local environmental concerns, address those head on, right? And that means local community engagement. It means using best in practice technologies and methods to really make the industry sustainable, because then you have a real story to tell, right? And one that will resonate, you know, no matter across the aisle, no matter where you are.
I appreciate your story, Kenneth. I'm always taken aback by the amount of knowledge in buildings like this just are given to our industry. So thank you for what you do. Appreciate everybody being on The Crude Life and coming to NAEP. Enjoy yourselves. Do a lot of networking. Let's go solve problems together.
Absolutely.
Take care. God bless everybody.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye.